This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest, patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have, something's still on sale, but that sale's ending soon. A place turned profit, and Nintendo to PAX East. But today, we begin with Kotaku.com, and Blizzard did explain the lack of the couch co-op on PC. So, they had a little talk with Eurogamer, and Rod Ferguson did say upon the development of Diablo 4 on PC, quote, "When you prioritize the problems that you have to solve, solving for two people sitting at a desk playing on the same PC is lower priority when the majority of the couch co-op that's going to happen is going to be in front of a 65-inch TV. So then they were asked about a technology problem, and he did reply, "I'm not sure. I'd have to talk with our technical director. I don't know if it's a game-solvable issue. It might be a problem-solvable issue, but I didn't know that it's a game-solvable issue. I think there's more tech that has to happen." Well, Reddit did have some disappointment on the lack of the couch co-op, and he was asked about that, so he did reply, quote, "It had never been easier to connect a PC to a TV than this day and age, be it just an extra long HDMI cable or using an app like Moonlight or Steam Link on a streaming stick, though it is coming to co-op. That is what we understand." Now we move on to Redfall, and apparently Microsoft didn't want to have Redfall on PlayStation 5. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and yeah, you heard me right. In fact, Redfall game designer Harvey Smith did say, quote, "We were acquired by Microsoft, and it was a change with a capital C. They came in and they said, no PlayStation 5. We're focusing on Xbox, PC, and the Game Pass." Well, IGN France did say that Redfall on PlayStation 5 saw immediate cancellation upon Microsoft's acquisition of Bethesda. So that's what's going to happen, making it exclusive. Redfall is expected to launch for PC and Xbox Series X and S on the 2nd of May. Now, we go to Epic, and they unveiled their Unreal Engine advancements. This once again comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and the new Unreal Engine looks really, really good. And they used 5.2 to show it on Hellblade. And in fact, the Hellblade actress, Lena Jurgens, did take to the stage and show off what was going on with Unreal Engine 5.2. And you have to admit, it looks really, really, really. Now we go to Destructoid. And apparently there's another wrestle game coming in to PC here eventually. And it is called Wrestle Story via Jim Astu. So, Wrestle Story will have a turn-based combat system, and you get to choose whether to attack, to guard, do a special, or use an item, and some other things. So, okay. Maybe there's some more other wrestle games. Who knows? But we do know what's coming to PAX East, and that is Nintendo via Destructoid.com again. And what they're saying is that Zelda Tears of the Kingdom and Splatoon goodies are going to PAX East. So what we do know is that, well, they just revealed that they're going to PAX East, but they're not going to go to E3. So if they don't have anything there, hey, it makes good sense. But revealing stuff in PAX East is something to look at. In fact, Nintendo did say that for the Splatoon cinch bag, Quote, the Nintendo vs. Arcade is open March 23rd to 26th at booth number 13055 during show hours. Whether you are competitive or casual, play Mario's Party Superstars, Mario Golf, Super Rush, Super Mario Brothers, and Yoshi's Crafted World with other attendees and receive a pin at the station. On your way out, check in with my Nintendo to receive a cinch bag and a 50 My Nintendo Platinum. They do have some other stuff going on there too. It's all in the same booth, even the Splatoon pins. But yeah, once again, it looks good and it looks good. Well, it has a good idea to it. So we'll see, we'll see. Now we go to GameSpot and they said that, well, guess who just turned a profit for the first time after two major layoffs? Oh, that's GameStop. GameSpot reported on GameStop. Tongue twisters. But GameStop did see a revenue of $2.226 billion in the fourth quarter, which is slightly down
for the full year.
But the posted revenue of just under $6 billion for the full year, which is down from just over $6 billion. So it's still doing pretty, pretty good, because this week they did report a profit of about $48.2 million in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year. And that is the first quarterly profit in 2 years. Now we go back to Destructoid, and they're saying that Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 is coming out with a DLC. Now, this Dragon Ball game came out in 2016, but this DLC is going to come out tomorrow on all platforms. So, what's in this? Well, you'll have the Awoken Skill, Beast, 3 raid quests, 2 new costumes and accessories, 5 Super Souls, 7 CC mascots, and 51 more loading screens. Looking interesting, at least for them. But we end today with Polygon.com, and they're saying that the sale is almost over for Valve's Steam Deck. So if you want one, you better get one, because the spring sale ends tomorrow. And with that sale, with the game, the sale ends for the Steam. Get to it. And when you get to that, you get to us. We are Group Quest. You can find us at Group Quest on Twitter. You can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter. And you can find everybody on the Dawn Forge Network at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Copyright 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. Far Cry 5 looks really good with that update. See you tomorrow.